From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama is to address a joint session of Congress tonight to outline his plans on how the nation's health care system should be changed. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The president has given many inspirational speeches, but this one is different. His top domestic priority hangs in the balance. Mr. Obama ran as a consensus seeker. This time, he's looking for a consensus that may not exist. The two wings of his own party are deeply divided about the central issue in the healthcare debate, whether there should be a public option, a government-run health insurance plan, to compete with private insurers. Liberal Democrats in the House say they won't vote for a bill that doesn't have one. Moderate Democrats in the Senate say they won't vote for a healthcare bill that does. Almost all the Republicans in Congress have taken themselves out of the picture on healthcare. White House officials say that after tonight, Americans will have a clear idea of where the president stands on many of the specifics of healthcare legislation, but they won't say how he plans to thread the needle on the public option issue. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
A public hearing will be held this afternoon at the Massachusetts State House on whether the governor should name someone to fill Edward Kennedy's Senate seat temporarily. Kennedy died last month from brain cancer. State law requires he be replaced by a special election to be held January 19th. Before his death, Kennedy wrote to state leaders asking them to allow an interim appointment. Critics say it's a political power grab to ensure Democrats have another vote on health care. A New York Times reporter who was kidnapped in northern Afghanistan over the weekend was freed in an early morning raid today. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson has more from Kabul.
Afghan officials say British Special Forces rescued reporter Stephen Farrell from the Taliban in the northern province of Kunduz. The officials say his Afghan translator was killed in the operation. Farrell and his translator were kidnapped by gunmen in Kunduz on Saturday. They had gone there to report on the aftermath of a U.S. airstrike on two hijacked NATO fuel tankers that killed some 70 people. A spokesman for the governor of Kunduz says Afghan officials had warned Farrell not to go to the village of Omar Khail to report the story, but that they went anyway. The spokesman says it's in that village that the two were kidnapped a few hours later. He was the second New York Times reporter in the past 10 months to be kidnapped in Afghanistan. The first, David Rode, escaped from his captors who had taken him to Pakistan. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The U.S. said today it has serious concerns that Iran is nearing the ability to produce a nuclear weapon. U.S. Envoy Glyn Davies spoke to the International Atomic Energy Agency's Board of Governors meeting in Vienna. Davies said Iran is now either very near or in possession of enough low-enriched uranium to make one nuclear weapon. Iran has said it wants to enrich uranium only to produce electricity. This is NPR News from Washington. Heavy rains have triggered flash floods in northwestern Turkey. Officials say at least 16 people have died. They say some suburbs of Istanbul are partially underwater. The U.S. Supreme Court returns today to hear arguments in a case that could drastically change more than a century of campaign finance law. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
In June, the justices ordered a second round of arguments in a minor campaign finance case, transforming it into a historic blockbuster. Bottom line, the court today is considering whether to reverse decades of its own decisions. And if it does, it will leave corporations free to spend shareholders' money on candidate elections. Since 1907, the nation's campaign finance laws have, for all practical purposes, banned corporate spending on candidate elections. In 1947, the ban was extended to unions, and in 2002, Congress passed the McCain-Feingold bill to plug loopholes that had emerged over the years. One provision banned broadcasting any ad 30 days before an election if it was financed with corporate funds. The Supreme Court upheld the law 6 years ago, citing earlier rulings on corporate spending. Today, a markedly more conservative court will reconsider those decisions. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
California firefighters say that a huge fire burning in the Angeles National Forest north of Los Angeles is now about 60% contained. It's blackened more than 160,000 acres since it began more than 2 weeks ago. At least 78 homes and dozens of outbuildings have been destroyed. Two firefighters have died. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.